I'm about to give you one of my top fat loss hacks and tips. This is something I do, a protocol that I incorporate myself every time I need to get extra ripped really fast for something, because I stay lean all year round. But when I need to turn it up a notch for a photo shoot, or I'm filming a bunch of content, or going to your mama's house, I turn it up a few notches, get a little extra lean. And this is something I've been doing for a long time. And it started back when I used to do fitness model. And, you know, they used to hit me sometimes and they'll be like, yo, you got to shoot on Thursday. I'm like, fuck, all right, let me see if I can get a little leaner. This was one of the protocols that I would implement sometimes, especially if I only had 2 days. And this is the 48-hour fast. All right, I have nothing to sell you. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm just going to give you the game, because I can't sell you not eating. But this really works. I'm going to break down how it works, how to do it, why it's so effective. And then at the end, I'll give you some supplements and some things you can take along with it to make it more manageable and less awful. So with the 48-hour fast, it's in the name. I'm on one right now. I'm at the tail end of a 48-hour fast. The last meal I had was at 9 p.m. on Sunday night. Today is Tuesday night. So I will break my fast at 9 p.m. tonight. So Monday was the only full day I didn't eat food. I ate right before I went to sleep. Woke up Monday, didn't eat anything. Didn't eat anything all day today. My first meal breaking the fast will be at 9 p.m. This is super effective strategy, because to lose fat, you have to burn more calories than you consume. And if you consume zero calories, you're still going to burn calories. Some people work out when they do a fast. I don't. Fuck that. I just wait. But you still burn calories moving around. I still was going places, doing shit, you know, living life, breathing air, inhaling oxygen, exhaling carbon dioxide, you know, all the things that humans do. And your body will burn calories just doing that. But if you consume zero calories, you're going to burn a fucking ton of calories. I'm going to break down how it works in a minute, but you need to know why it works. First of all, it just burns calories. That's the first way that it actually helps you burn fat, right? You're just going to burn a bunch of calories and you're not going to consume any. So you're going to turn into a fat burning machine. But it also does some other things. It improves what's called lipolysis. So fat burning is really a two-part process. There's lipolysis and oxidation. Lipolysis is the part of fat burning where your fat cells break down into fatty acids. Oxidation is when your body uses those fatty acids for energy. Right? Because that's why human beings store fat. The reason humans evolved to store fat was to keep us alive during times of famine. It's really a storage mechanism. Think about it. Back when we was cavemen and shit, there would be long periods of famine where people couldn't eat, right? Because if you wanted to eat something, you had to find it. You know, this is before agriculture and all that. You had to go kill a buffalo or look for some berries and shit. If you ever seen a picture of prehistoric fruits and vegetables, they don't look nothing like they look now. Them shits was barely edible. Google it one day. Over time, we have not just genetically modified, but even before genetic modification was a thing, we would breed different fruits and vegetables to be bigger and more plentiful. The same way we kind of bred wolves to be them little tiny dogs that hoes put in their pockets and shit. You know, you see ever a hoe with a dog in her purse? That motherfucker's great grandpa was a wolf, a motherfucking killer. This bitch ass nigga is crying in a fucking purse. I digress. Just getting fruits and vegetables wasn't necessarily a sustainable, viable option for the cavemen and shit. All right. They ain't never seen an apple that looks like the ones we eat. Them apples was trash. Very little of it was edible back then. So they would go kill other animals and eat them. But the animals back then were kind of tough, man. You had woolly mammoths and shit. So imagine y'all sitting around a cave doing caveman shit. Yo, I'm hungry as fuck. Yeah, me too, man. I got these sticks and stones. You see that big ass monster? Let's kill him with these sticks and stones. And they would go do that shit. As you can imagine, that was an arduous task. Many brave cavemen died in that quest. You couldn't go kill a mammoth every time he was hungry. So they would kill one mammoth and the whole village would feast. But damn, that's a lot of mammoth meat. Right now, if you get too much food, you get too full, put that shit in the refrigerator, save it later. But to our caveman brothers, refrigerators hadn't been invented yet. They couldn't store that shit for later. So what did they do? They ate it all, but they could store it as later. It was stored as fat. That's how your ass got fat now and ended up watching videos on how to burn fat. You consume more calories than you need it, and your body's still on some caveman shit. Your genes are still on that, still got that caveman swag. So it's going to store that fat for later. Like, oh shit, we better store this shit for later. And that's where fat comes from. Its purpose is to use during those times of famine, because your body's thinking, oh shit, it's going to be a minute before this motherfucker can kill another mammoth. He got lucky with that goddamn rock that he threw at that motherfucker. We don't know when he's going to do this shit again. Let's store some fat till he can use for later. Keep this motherfucker alive, right? So fasting actually works with your body's evolution. People say it's not natural. No, no, it's the most natural thing, because motherfuckers used to not have a choice, right? There was a study published in Obesity Research and Clinical Practice in 2016 that found that alternate day fasting, which is a different kind of fasting, but just fuck with me, right? Increased fat oxidation compared to continuous calorie restriction. It activated lipolysis, but it also increased activation of increased oxidation better than just dieting, according to this study. So your body also goes into ketosis when you're fasting. Even if you're not doing a ketogenic diet, your body will go into ketosis. What is ketosis? Well, normally when you're eating a bunch of carbs, and maybe if you eat a whole lot of meat sometimes, your body will convert that into glucose. And that glucose will be the fuel that your body runs on. However, in the absence of glucose, your liver will secrete a hormone called ketones. And these ketones become the new fuel source that your body runs off. When you're in ketosis, it makes you what? Not hungry, right? It makes you not hungry, and it gives you energy. This is how I'm still talking to you and walking around breathing air, pumping blood, even though I haven't had any food in almost 2 days, because it's the ketones allow me to do that. There was a review published, a journal called Metabolism, that showed that fasting shifts the body into ketosis within 24 hours, where it becomes your primary fuel. And when that happens, you're not as hungry. Just keep that in mind. As soon as you start this, you're going to be hungry the first few hours. But by day two, you're not really hungry. You're just like in this weird, this weird state. I still got a lot of work done today, because now you're in ketosis. All right. And we're going to talk about some other ways to actually improve on this later in this video. It also improves insulin sensitivity. There was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation that found that fasting can lead to marked improvements of insulin sensitivity, which means basically once you finally do start eating, your body will utilize the nutrients more efficiently. Most people are very insulin insensitive because they're always eating a bunch of food and a lot of carbohydrates, and it makes their body insulin insensitive, right? There's some other health benefits like autophagy, where this is when your cells repair themselves. In 2018, there was a study done in a publication called Nature that demonstrated that fasting activates autophagy, which plays a protective role against neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, shit of cancer, shit of that nature. One of the main reasons I like fasting, not only do I do what I need to get fucking ripped, but it also enhances cognitive function and mental clarity. But once you get past the hunger stage and you start getting into ketosis, you start to thinking faster. The mental clarity starts to dissipate, and you're able to attack problems and get way more done. Because when your body's running off glucose, what happens is when glucose levels go above 110, your pancreas will secrete a hormone called insulin. And insulin's job is to flush out as much glucose as possible, the excess glucose, so you stay alive, right? Because if you didn't do that, you would die. That's why people with type 2 diabetes, they have to inject insulin, because their body does not create it. So if their blood sugar goes too high, they might fucking die, right? So if you're watching this, you probably don't have type 2 diabetes, right? So your body makes its own insulin, but insulin is indiscriminate about how much glucose it will flush out of your body. It'll flush it out of your brain everywhere. And this is why people get crashes after they eat a big meal. You know what I'm talking about. You eat that big meal and then you get a little drowsy, a little sleepy. You may not be as sharp. I think the medical term for that is the itis. But some people might call it food coma or whatever. When you're fasting, hey, you don't have that. Once you get past that initial hunger, you don't have that. And it's like you just have a sustained amount of energy and a sustained amount of focus, and you can get way more done in way less time. So when I'm doing these 48 hour fasts, I get as much done as possible during that time, because I want to maximize that cognitive benefits of the fasting. So I'll pack my calendar full of things to do and I knock them all out, and it really aids with my productivity. Now, how do you do this to make it easier? All right, I'm glad you asked. Here are the rules. No food, obviously, right? Drinks with zero calories. So obviously, water or agua, you know, everyone's favorite combination of oxygen and hydrogen. You can drink as much of that as you want. You can drink Diet Coke if you wanted to, right? Diet soft drinks. You can drink pre-workout if you wanted to. Pre-workout may have trace amounts of calories, but we're not going to worry about it. It's not enough. You can drink black coffee. Look on the container and see if it has calories. Where is that? Well, this is water, sparkling water, zero calories. Oh, this is perfect. That's the only rules. And you do that for 48 hours. This is really most effective when you have to do something on the next day where you need to be ripped. So I've done it right before vacations where I knew I was going to take a bunch of photos and shit. You know, I wanted to look super ripped. Tomorrow I'm filming a ton of content. I want to be super ripped for that. Again, I was doing this back when I was modeling, doing fitness modeling. And it was like they would let me know on short notice that I had to be fucking photo shoot ready. I'm like, all right, 48 hour fast, let's go. And it's cool. I would also plan to try to get as much work done as possible during this time. Now, how do we make the fasting easier? A few things you can do. I have a few tricks up my sleeve. So the first thing you want to do is get supplements. I'll go over what supplements will help the most. I got brought a few supplements that will help you with this. I'm not paid by any of these companies or sponsored by them. I will take the money if you motherfuckers are watching. I promise you I'll take the money. If you want to give a real one some money to promote this shit, I'll give it to you. The very first one I'm going to recommend is this stuff. It's called Ketone Aid. Full disclosure, I am friends with the CEO. He's a good dude, but he doesn't pay me. Dude. I just like this shit. There's a clip of Joe Rogan talking about how he takes this or maybe used to take this. It gave him a lot of energy, mental clarity, shit like that, even when he wasn't fasting. So this is exogenous ketones, but it's ketone esters. So it's different than the salts you'll buy in powder form. Those are ketone salts. These are ketone esters, and they're significantly more powerful. The problem is they taste like, listen, I never tasted Gorilla Piss. I never even smelled it. But I imagine it tastes like this. This is what it tastes like. This shit is awful. You know when a car is leaking fluid underneath it? I think that tastes like this. Leaky car juice. Or maybe like dumpster juice. Like dumpster garbage juice. You ever see a dumpster leaking? I think it tastes like this. But you feel great. And the reason this is so effective is, remember, I said you'll be hungry and maybe you won't feel so great until your body starts making ketones, which is a process. How about we just fucking skip that shit? While you're waiting for your body to start producing its own ketones, you'll have it, right? And this will really help with the hunger. Like, you will be significantly less hungry and have way more energy if you take this during your fast. How often? As often as needed. I might take one every few hours. The bottle says it has a limit, but you know me, man. I don't place no limits on myself, man. I don't place no limitations on me. But, you know, you should follow the instructions if you want. I'm invincible. All right. The next thing you're going to need, this one here, I'm reluctant to tell you about it, but I feel like I should. And if you play any sports where they drug tested you, you need to talk to your people. I don't know if this is on the banned substance list. It's something called ephedra. Ephedra used to be in every fat burning supplement back in the day. Back when I was a kid, we didn't have pre-workout when I was a kid in the 90s. Pre-workout didn't exist, but there was shit called Rip Fuel, which was a fat burner. And Rip Fuel was nothing but caffeine and ephedra. The FDA made it illegal for a company to put ephedra in fat burners because I guess some kids died or some shit. I don't know. But you can still get it. It's not illegal. You just have to go get it from behind the counter in a form of this stuff called Bronchaid. So this Bronchaid is an asthma medication. And you can get it as long as you're over 18. You just got to go behind the counter at the pharmacy. In America, it may be different in London. But in America, you go to the pharmacist. You say, hey, look here, shawty. Why don't you go on back there and give me some of them Bronchaid right quick? And she'll be like, okay, I just need to see your ID, right? And she'll give you ID to make sure you ain't a motherfucking terrorist or a meth dealer, that you ain't about to go breaking bad with this shit. And then she gives it to you. It's cool, right? And you want to take this 2 or 3 times a day. If you do it, you will not be hungry at all. Yo, back when fat burners first came out, they really burn fat. Because remember, you got to burn more calories than you consume to burn fat. Ephedra kills your hunger. You will not be hungry at all. You won't even want food, which is advantageous when you're doing a 48-hour fast. So you take this, not only will you be less hungry, but you're also going to burn more calories, right? Because ephedra has been shown in multiple studies to dramatically increase the rate of lipolysis. Remember, fat burning is a two-part process. It's oxidation and lipolysis. Lipolysis is dramatically increased with ephedra, but it also gives you a lot of energy. This is a fucking stimulant. So if you don't want stimulant, I don't know what to tell you. You will get it popping, this shit. There's been times I've taken this back when I used to go out and party. I will take this before I go out. You won't be hungry as all. You're going to have tons of energy. If you have more energy, you can do what? You'll be able to burn more calories, right? So imagine this is making you less hungry, so you consume less calories, and it's giving you more energy. Next thing you want to do is like some legit caffeine. Get yourself caffeine. I like to take it in the form of pre-workout because I like when my ears tingle a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I like to take enough caffeine that I can feel it behind my eyeballs, but y'all might not want to. But I take 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine. You can take it in pre-workout form. You can take caffeine pills. Doesn't matter. I use Woke AF just because I'm cool with the people who run this company. They didn't fucking pay me, but I still be shouting them out because those are homies. The homies out in Utah. This is the stack, and I'll take this like 3 times a day. You got to assess your own tolerance, right? Because that's 900 milligrams of caffeine, but the lethal dose of caffeine is 10,000 milligrams, right? So it's like less than 10% of the lethal dose. I'll be fine. And also my caffeine tolerance is real high. I've been taking a lot of caffeine since I was a kid. I don't need it. I like it. I enjoy it. It's my only vice. You motherfuckers drink and smoke. I don't do none of that shit. I just really like caffeine. That's not advice. I'm just saying, but it is, but I'll take this stack, ephedra, ketone A, 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine, 2 to 3 times a day when I'm fasting. And if you do that, you won't be hungry at all. You'll have tons of energy. It'll make the fast almost easy. What won't be easy is going to sleep. But remember, we're planning this time where we're going to get a lot of work done. So if you can't sleep, hey man, get back to work. Sleep tomorrow. Sleep when you break your fast. It's all good. Now, you're also going to need to increase your electrolytes. So in the past, I would drink water with salt in it, and I would take like magnesium pills and potassium pills. Those are the electrolytes. But I don't do that anymore. I just take this a few times a day. These motherfuckers don't pay me either, maybe because I'm always cursing. But I'll take this shit LMNT. Obviously, I got the watermelon flavor because, you know, I'm genetically predisposed to liking watermelon flavor. I'll just drink this anytime I feel any sort of lightheadedness, any sort of weakness. You drink this, you'll start feeling fine. A big reason why people, when they go keto, when they fast, they're like, oh man, I can't do it fast. I get weak. I don't have energy. Motherfucker, drink some salt. I remember before this shit came out and I would coach people, they're like, man, I feel so weak on keto, man. Go drink a cup of chicken broth. I would tell them to do that. And they would do that 10 minutes later. They hit me, man, I feel great again. Yeah, you just need more electrolytes, bro. You got to really up your electrolytes when you're fasting or if you're on a low carb diet. So even when I'm not fasting, I'll drink this 2 or 3 times a day and I'll feel way better. And there's something about this that makes you a little less hungry too, but you just feel so much better when I drink one right before this. That's the only reason I'm functioning right now. It's really effective if you're fasting or on a low carb diet. This is a must. The other shit is just optional if you wanted to make it easier. Not necessarily this. You definitely got to up your sodium, potassium, and magnesium. This is just an easy, convenient, delicious way to do it. They should fucking pay me. I am good at selling this shit. I'm gonna find those white people and tell them they need to pay me. Those are the tips, man, for doing it. And if you do it, I'm telling you, man, you'll just get super ripped. So I remember some people would say, yo, Brand is on steroids. He's ripped all year round. He can't be ripped all year round. No one can do it. No, you fucking moron. I don't take pictures of myself and post them when I'm not ripped. What kind of dummy would do that? Why the fuck would I do some shit like that? I fucking would do shit like this and then film a ton of content and then post that for months. That's what's happening tomorrow. This is why I've been fasting. We're going to film like 50 videos, take pictures, all types of shit. And that's going to be my content for the rest of the quarter. That's what we'll, Brandon's been ripped. That's why he's on steroids. He's ripped here around. No one can be ripped here around. Shut your dumb ass up. What kind of asshole takes pictures of himself when they don't look good and then post them on the internet? That's fucked. If you want more information on this, I wrote a longer, more comprehensive article on fasting and the benefits of the 48-hour fast. The link is in the description. Go check it out. It's a quick read and it's free. All right.